Hey, you shot my cow.
It's the second week of deer camp. I got a swollen head. I'm lying with the dust balls.
It's going to be the first week of deer camp pretty soon. It's the November the 10th, and Barbecue Bob and I are in high anticipation of the rite of fall that is a blessing in the state of Michigan, and that is our deer opener. I don't know if you partake or you don't, but this is a part of being a man in Michigan, and I am
a lot of women excited. Hunt too, buddy.
Oh, they do. They do, no question. But I've been doing this since I was 10 years old. You could hunt when you were 12, but when I turned 10, my dad said it was okay for me to come to deer camp. That was the day. That was the rite of passage. And I have an October birthday, so it was right after I turned 10, I got to go to deer camp. And you watch for 2 years, which is pretty cool, really, because you get to come out there. And I think it was because I wasn't fidgety anymore, right? I was old enough that he could tell me to stay quiet, and I did. So, but I never forget that. That was like a huge day for me when I turned 10. I got to go to the deer camp opener.
That's nice. Yeah. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget to go to our website, thegrillingguys.com, and check it out. It's a great resource. All these recipes you're hearing are posted on there, and there's a search bar in the top right. You can just plug it in, your keywords, whatever you're looking to cook, smoke, grill, drink, eat, inhale, whatever, it's all there.
That's right. So why don't we eat some of this? You're talking about some deer camp.
I'm thinking chili. And I think we need to give out some good ideas for some chili. And one of the greatest things, let's keep it simple, okay?
Right.
I'm packing right now, for deer camp. And it takes a day for me to get ready.
Oh, yeah.
There's so much stuff to take because I go up in the woods and I'm out in a little trailer. There's no cell coverage. There's no electric. There's no nothing. I got to bring my water, toilet paper. Don't forget toilet paper. So I'm going to cook that chili up in advance. And I don't want to fuss over it a whole lot, but I want it to be really good.
Yeah.
So what I do is I keep a little brisket in the freezer and I keep some right now. This year's chili is going to have brisket, and it's going to have some smoked tenderloin, pork tenderloin that I made up recently that I throw the little leftovers in the freezer, and those are great for chili because all you need is some protein in there, right? I'm really speaking of in terms of spicing up a chili. You can go, you and I used to do that chili competition. I would, jump through my keister trying to get all the right blends and blah, 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 whatever. There's something called an old friend of mine. He's passed away now, but his name is Billy Bones. And he made
He was a spice legend.
He was a barbecue legend. And he won the Memphis in May 5 years in a row probably. But he's out of Sanford, Michigan. His son still has a place in Midland, and it's called Bone Daddy's. And it's a great, huge barbecue shop and does all of Dow. He caters all over the place, but just it's one of those legacy family things. But he's got a chili spice called Killer Chili.
BB Killer, Billy Bones
it's,
Killer.
It's called Killer Chili, and it's from Billy Bones. You can find it in any good meat shop who sells great spices and maybe some of the smaller specialty stores. I think the R&J Best Choice Market in Houghton has it. I know Sobey has it. I buy it there.
Right.
And it's if you want to put a spice in your chili that's just great, that's all you got to do is use that one. It's got everything in it. So if you want to cheat, that's a good one. But I'm also going to tell you to buy some roasted tomatoes or smoke them yourself.
We've done
that. You can buy regular tomatoes or you can buy the roasted tomatoes. Something changes to the flavor profile of a tomato when you roast it.
Mm-hmm.
It's way better than just a canned tomato or a fresh tomato.
Yeah.
So I tell you to use
some
those.
Of the fire roasted tomatoes that you can get in a can if you don't have time to do it yourself.
Hunt's makes a great one.
Upgrade your game, right? By doing the fire roasted.
And then I'm going to tell you to use a big blend of peppers. Get the poblanos, the jalapenos, the serranos.
Those are all hot peppers.
Any
right?
kind of peppers they you can get your hands on. And then green pepper.
Bell pepper.
And then right? I use, also I'll use some light kidney beans, red kidney beans, some pinto, and some black beans in there. And I might even throw some navy beans in there just so I can get the five-color thing going if I want to show off.
Onion.
It's kind of fun.
Onions.
Oh, celery. Yeah, you're still going to use celery seed, right. all that other stuff. But in terms of just kind of picking the right things to make that chili, I don't know. I love looking at chili with a bunch of different beans in it. It's silly, but it's a stimulus.
Tastes good.
It's a stimulus.
Warms you up when you're in a deer stand,
too.
Oh,
so nice.
Nothing better than, you know, hunting with a belly full of chili.
I think of some great chili stories.
Right. one I of don't them, know if they are
them,
or not.
One of them being the time I shot that one deer and the guy from Alan Bob's helped me find it. I was eating a bowl of chili when he knocked on the door
right.
and asked of me if I shot wood. A buck. Right. Yeah. So, I don't know. Chili is deer camp, man. If you're not bringing it, think about it right now and grab some of that whatever you've got in the freezer and throw it in that chili.
So let's talk a little bit about that chili because
sausage
make
too.
It this weekend.
Yeah.
Okay? Make it this weekend. Freeze it.
You won't do it at deer camp.
That's right. And freeze it and take it with you. It's a warm-up meal. It comes back to temperature pretty quickly around the fire yep. in a Dutch oven or wherever you want to use
yeah,
it.
Yeah, depending on what you've got, where you're going now. Like I'm doing a primitive kind of thing, so frozen foods and stuff are great. Now, it's so cold this year you don't need to freeze anything, so you wouldn't even have to freeze it. But some years it's kind of warm, and you need extra ice in the cooler. So, yeah, frozen's great.
Yep. But it's a prepared meal is what I'm saying is when you get back in from the morning hunt, it heats up for lunch easy. You get back in from the afternoon hunt, it heats up really good for dinner, and it's a no-cook thing, right? You just you're putting heat to it, and
it's
ready
so
to go.
Good.
Yeah,
it's
so good. Good
yeah.
piece of fresh bread, and it's like, ooh, man, making my mouth water.
Yeah, right or, you know, some corn muffin with some jalapeno and cheddar in it.
So let's flip this over and go to the morning meal.
Yeah,
right?
Breakfast bakes.
Right.
You can make those in advance. That's something else you can make up in advance. And if depending on what you're going to put in it now, the easy breakfast bakes, they're in a cake pan, right?
Right.
And you're probably going to bring metal if you're packing it because it's lighter. Spray that pan up and put in a bag of frozen shredded potatoes for yep. hash browns. Make up your blend in advance. Just take a bunch of eggs, crack them, put in some onion, some jalapeno, some green pepper, whatever you like with it.
Little,
spice it up
little,
the way you want it.
Now, we're going to use pre-cooked breakfast sausage in here. The stuff that like is from Eckrich or Hillshire Farms or whatever. If you want some meat in there, because the eggs, if it's a raw sausage, it won't cook completely.
Well,
before
yeah.
the eggs
or
are overdone.
Take your favorite sausage. I love
and
Sobeys
it.
Breakfast sausage.
Right.
And I'll brown a bunch of that up, and right. I'll throw that in a bag, and then just throw that whole blend in, throw it in the oven, throw it on your smoker, throw it on your campfire, whatever you want to do. Your Dutch oven.
Yeah, and if you're a man and you have a Dutch oven, you're Bob's friend. It's time for some man law.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A man, man, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
I wouldn't say this man law if it wasn't needed, and producer Brian Fonger, wizard of the big board, agrees. No man should get a tattoo on his lower back, otherwise known as a tramp stamp.
Oh, my God.
Really? It happens. Hey.
Really?
People are doing
You've seen a dude with that?
Yeah,
I mean,
people,
I've seen hundreds and hundreds of women
getting,
with it. But
it's getting weird out there, man.
God.
I'm seeing stuff
man.
I don't want to see.
That's,
and it's
that's,
not just in a Walmart.
I'm clipping your card, dude. That is gone.
Oh, no. Come on. I don't have the tramp stamp.
I know you don't.
I have one I tattoo.
Right, and I don't have any.
It's my brother's
initials.
And
I'm not opposed to them, but I'm just saying, lower back, really? Come
yeah.
on, fellas.
I know.
Come on. Not my
Do
choice.
Do some card clipping.
Where you want to go next?
I just, you know, just really want to encourage everybody to be safe in the woods. I ran into a guy yesterday who was in a upper body cast. He fell out of his tree stand, 25 feet. So if you got a safety strap, for crying out loud, put it on. This guy was in misery. He was in the store, and this was like weeks after it happened. Put that safety strap on, man. Don't take a chance.
You don't need to be a statistic.
Strap it on.
Right. Coming up next, it's wine for deer camp. Yeah, it's true. It's not just for breakfast anymore. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Goes in the wood box, dinner's passed out on the stove. His flannel shirt is smoking. I wonder if he knows. It's the second week of deer camp, and all the guys are here. We drink, play cards, and shoot the bull, but never.